Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
Once upon a time, there was a new crossover that refused to play by the rules. It flipped the script and made all the others look like fools. Featuring styling that's sexier by far and handles like a rock star. Introducing the first ever Toyota CHR.
Enjoy agile handling in the body of a seductive crossover that comes with standard 18-inch alloy wheels. The first ever Toyota CHR. The perfect ride to spin your own tail. Toyota. Let's go places.
Summer has a certain hue. The kind of vibrancy you can feel and almost hear. And Sam Adams Summer Ale, with 3 new colors with 1 great taste, captures the colors of summer perfectly. There's the yellow of the rising day, the orange of a heat-ripened afternoon, and the blue of long, cool nights. These are the colors of summer in one perfect summer ale. Sam Adams, Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Savor the flavor responsibly.
Hi, you've reached the High Fashion Hotline.
Hi, my daughter just texted me some emojis, and I'm confused.
Can you describe them?
There's t-shirts, shorts, dollar signs, bunch of clapping hands.
She's saying go to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, right now new summer styles are up to 50% off store-wide, with tees from $6 for adults and $5 for kids, and shorts from $12.
Up to 50% off?
Yes, plus all clearance styles are up to 75% off at Old Navy and OldNavy.com.
Now that I understand, I'm going to Old Navy now.
High Fashion, Old Navy. Valid 7/11 to 7/23, select styles only.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
5:01 from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. Chicago Wolves games make the best company in group outings. Tickets, food, and souvenirs can all be included for one low price. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
I think it came about in part because it was so logical. You know, I think we've been very transparent about our desire to acquire young starting pitching. We've got a surplus of bats. We've been done a really good job drafting, developing, signing bats. We've done less than a stellar job with arms.
So Cubs GM Jed Hoyer with a rare move, a trade with the White Sox, acquiring Jose Quintana for 4 prospects, which made the deal too good to pass up for Sox GM Rick Hahn.
The idea that we would actually take less because we would go to somewhere else versus the Cubs when the Cubs clearly had the best offer, that I find laughable. That's just not how we're wired. It's not what we're charged to do.
The Sox get back a pair of top 100 prospects, outfielder Eloy Jimenez and pitcher Dylan Cease. Jimenez ranked as the number 5 prospect by Baseball America. Cease is a 21-year-old right-hander. They were the Cubs' top 2 prospects. The Sox also getting back first baseman Matt Rose and infielder Bryant Flete. While the Cubs now control Quintana's contractual rights until 2020. Both Hoyer and Hahn guests on the Score today. Today marks just the 15th time in history that the Cubs and Sox have made a trade with one another, first time since 2006. Meantime, Sox reliever Nate Jones will miss the rest of the season, elbow surgery. Tennis 37-year-old Venus Williams advancing to the final at Wimbledon. She'll face Garbiñe Muguruza for the championship on Saturday. NBA former Bulls guard Rajon Rondo reportedly meeting with New Orleans. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai. Save time, shop online at rosenhyundai.com. Cubs pregame is presented by BBVA Compass. Tune into the BBVA Compass pregame show before every game. Hashtag live bright. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tomorrow at 5:30 when the Cubs take on Baltimore on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards. It's 5 o'clock.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and of course on the live video stream at watch670thescore.com, and also on Facebook Live. Facebook has been an interesting place at the 670 The Score's Facebook page. Make sure you jump in there every single day. I log in, hang out with you guys. It's brought to you by American Needle. They make the finest quality baseball caps out there.
Jed Hoyer joined us earlier today, and we started with him by just asking how this whole deal came about.
Well, I think it came about in part because it was so logical. You know, I think we've been very transparent about our desire to acquire young starting pitching. We've got a surplus of bats. We've done a really good job drafting, developing, signing bats. We've done less than a stellar job with arms. So, we've always felt like we needed at some point to, make that exchange. And, Quintana was right at the top of our list of guys that we hope to acquire. And, I think for the White Sox, I think it makes a lot of sense. You know, right now they're in the same type of window that we were in 12, 13, and 14. And I think for them, the prospects mean more to them than they do to us right now. And I think that, Quintana means more to us than he does to the White Sox right now. So I just think the logic of the deal, it made a lot of sense. And I think with any deal like this, a lot depends on who happens to like your prospects. Sometimes you go into these deals that seem logical, but you might not match up. And we were in a situation where the White Sox really coveted some of our guys, and that allowed it to work out.
Did you think you would have to give up a major league player in a deal for Quintana or someone similar?
Yeah, and that was a big part of our what we discussed. Our desire was not to do that. We believe in these guys. Obviously we haven't had the first half that we had hoped for. A lot of these guys have struggled a little bit to this point. But I think we have to be careful not to forget these same group of players basically, won 200 games over the last 2 years, won the World Series last year. And we've always said, we wanted to develop a really strong group, core group of position players, and then build pitching around it. And really that today was us delivering on that and going out and getting – really durable, consistent, talented starting pitcher to go with that group. So I think we did feel like it was a good chance we'd have to trade off the major league team, and we were hoping not to do that.
Are you guys committed to keeping that core together, not just Chris Bryant and Anthony Rizzo, but guys like Javi Baez and Addison Russell and Kyle Schwarber for the long haul here?
I think that's certainly our desire. I think obviously we'll revisit that at various times over the next 3, 4, 5 years. But certainly that group has already accomplished a ton together. They're all really talented and, people we've really grown to like and admire. And so, that's certainly our goal. People come at us with trade proposals and we never say never. We always talk about them, but that's certainly our desire, is to keep that group together and then supplement that with pitching.
I can't imagine you finding a better value for somebody like this ever or anywhere.
Yeah, and there's no question you have to factor that in when you're talking about trading for Quintana. I think they were able to ask for a lot from teams because of his talent, because of his consistency, but also because of that contract. And, give Rick Hahn and the White Sox a lot of credit. They did a great contract with Chris Sale, and that helped to get a little bit more in trade for him. And they did a great contract with Quintana, and that certainly helped get a little bit more in trade for Quintana. So, give the front office credit. You go back a long way to when they signed those deals, but in the end, those really good contracts that show really good foresight, those ended up, netting them, a certain percentage more in each of those trades because they had such great contracts. And it helps us. If we had traded for a young pitcher who was really talented but had a fairly big contract already, that inhibits our ability to do some other things. And I think by getting Quintana, not only can we get the contract, but we also have a chance to go out and do some other things because it gives us some freedom.
How much, if any, of this is also playing keep away from other teams?
Not that much. I mean, I think, Milwaukee's played really well so far. They're young and exciting, and I think that they've, they're fun to watch. They've played really well, and they deserve to be where they are. For us, it was being opportunistic. We haven't played that well this season so far, but this is a deal that, it makes sense for us far beyond 2017. Now we have Quintana through 2020, with this young group. So for us, it wasn't about playing keep away. It was about, this is the right moment to strike. We've been having these kind of discussions and talking about these kind of starting pitchers, and there's only a handful of guys out there that that fit the bill. And, you know, everyone kind of knows who those guys are, and they're hard to acquire. So when we had a chance to get one, we felt like it was the right time to act.
Tell Sox fans what they just added to their farm system with each player.
You know, focusing on Eloy and Dylan Cease. You know, we loved Eloy. He's really, first of all, wonderful person, wonderful kid. We really liked getting to know him as a person, you know, since we signed him. And he's an incredibly balanced hitter at the plate. You know, obviously has incredible power, but he's also a good hitter. And, you know, I think he's just going to, you know, keep on, you know, maturing and growing as a hitter, but the power's already there.
Is there a comp for him already in the major leagues?
You know, the guy we always talked about, he reminded us in terms of how he hits and his balance is always Jermaine Dye. And just in terms of, like, there's a bigger person with tremendous balance at the plate, tremendous power at all fields. That was always, you know, a comp that we used in the, you know, in the office as far as how he hits. But listen, this is a guy that no one was looking to you know, give up Eloy Jimenez. We realized that, you know, at some point we're going to give up something off our major league team, or we're going to give up a prospect like Eloy. That was going to happen if we're going to acquire this kind of pitcher. So, no, listen, you know, White Sox fans should be incredibly excited about his future, and, you know, he's likely to be sitting in the middle of the lineup for a long time. You know, Cease is a guy who's got an electric arm. You know, he had Tommy John when we drafted him, and, you know, he's really recovered incredibly nicely from that, and, you know, he keeps on getting better and better, and, you know, he's a guy that, you know, right now, it's a really good, you know, fastball curveball mix. I think he's going to continue to develop kind of more of a starter's repertoire. But arms like that are rare. And again, another really good kid that I think the White Sox can build around.
Is there any symbolic value to a trade like this happening that may mean more open communications between the two teams in the future?
Yeah, I mean, it'd be great. I mean, I think that, you know, I think Theo and I have known, you know, Rick and Kenny for a long, long time. You know, I think all of us have been doing this for a while. We've always had a great relationship with those guys. And, you know, I think there's different times in the rivalry, so to speak, or the Crosstown Cup that, you know, I think there's times you probably wouldn't have done a deal. But I think right now it makes a lot of sense. You know, they just watched us, you know, rebuild and have success doing it. And I think they're rebuilding. They're doing exactly what they should be doing, which is gathering as much talent as they possibly can and bringing that talent together before they make more moves. And it's a logical move now because we're in a cycle with this core of players, you know, a winning cycle, and they're kind of down and rebuilding. It makes a lot of sense. And, you know, maybe there'll be a time in the future that another deal makes sense. And maybe the fact that we did this deal allows that to happen. But for me, it was more logical. I think there's no reason to have brick walls up right now, given the fact that, you know, they want to make the best deal possible for them. And, you know, we want to make the best possible deal for us. And I don't think that they felt like they were, you know, helping us. You know, and they looked at it like they were helping them. They found a team that was willing to pay a high price for Quintana, and they acted on it.
All right, lastly, what's on the wish list? A veteran second catcher, another bullpen arm, all of the above?
You know, you can always use more fresh bullpen arms, but I think that's really been an area of strength so far. You know, certainly I think we really love Victor Caratini's his future, but also we'd love to have him play a lot and continue to develop. So we'll make that decision as well and try to decide the right way to go as far as the backup catcher now that Miggy is gone. But like I said, I think for us right now, you know, I said this at the beginning, I think this deal was about 17, of course, but obviously very much about 2018, 19, and 20. This happened to be the timing of the deal. But now I think we'll sit back and watch and see how we play, you know, because we've played ourselves into a bit of a hole the way we played in the first half, especially at the end of the first half. And we need to play better. You know, and obviously we can sit back and see how we do. But, you know, I think at some point you're going to have to get on a winning streak. You know, we haven't been more than four games over 500 all year. Mm-hmm. At some point we're going to have to do that. We're going to have to pull away from 500. And I think, you know, it needs to start pretty quickly.
Hoyer's counterpart Rick Hahn was on with Matt Spiegel and Lawrence Holmes immediately after the trade went down. They asked him how the conversations with Theo began at the All-Star festivities.
Late morning or so, Charlie, my 11-year-old, and I were at the Fan Fest and got a phone call from Theo. And knew that he was going to give me a thumbs up or thumbs down at that point, or very likely give me a thumbs up or thumbs down at that point on starting the deal with Jimenez and Cease, which was going to dictate a lot as to which direction we were going to go. And therefore, I took the call, but I had to essentially ditch my child into my Miami Convention Center and hide behind a Rawlings exhibit to talk to Theo to get that answer.
Why were the White Sox so interested in Jimenez and Cease?
They were essential to this package. They're the players that help separate the Cubs from everything else that was on the table. In Eloy, we feel he is one of the most exciting young players in the game with one of the highest offensive ceilings of just about any position player prospect in the game. He's a potential middle-of-the-order bat with plus bat speed, a knack for barreling up the ball. So it's more than just the raw power that has been on display in recent years, but he's also a plus hitter. We feel he has the tools to become a solid defensive player on the corner and the outfield, and he fits in with what we're trying to build here. And in some ways we equated, you know, Kenny and I, when we were talking this thing through over the last couple of days, in some ways we equated it in with Cease and Jimenez to getting Moncada and Kopech about a year earlier than we did in terms of where they are in their development. We view them both as having that type of potential upside.
Safe to assume that other players have been pushed towards you, some minor league, some major league?
Without getting into too great of specifics, yes, there was obviously still further work to be done on the deal after it became clear that there was a willingness to include Jimenez and Cease to start it. We spent a fair amount of time between that phone call on Tuesday after our group sort of caucused and decided how to proceed, you know, middle of the day, Tuesday afternoon, right up through probably about the seventh or eighth inning of the All-Star game, you know, texting back and forth and trying to come up with the final pieces of the deal. Ultimately, we were able to put those in place by the end of the game and spent yesterday going through various, you know, medical and administrative issues before ultimately finally agreeing on the deal late last night.
So I saw that you called the idea that Jerry Reinsdorf did not want to deal with the Cubs frankly laughable. So that was not an obstruction at any point along in this process?
The notion that any of us, you know, Kenny, Jerry, myself, would at any point take an inferior deal that would put ourselves in a worse position for the long term simply because of emotion or something not related to baseball or not related to the players or building, you know, what we've envisioned for this franchise being over an extended period of time once we get this thing all together. The idea that we would actually take less because we would go to somewhere else versus the Cubs when the Cubs clearly had the best offer, that I find laughable. That's just not how we're wired. It's not what we're charged to do. And if anyone feels like we should take an inferior baseball deal simply because of the emotion of dealing with the Cubs or the scrutiny the Cubs are dealing with the Cubs, then, you know, they've got the wrong people running this franchise.
This deal looks like it's great for both teams, but how hard was it to let go of a controlled pitcher who is 200 innings every year?
And not just that, Lawrence, it's extremely difficult is the answer. And it's not just that. It's not just what Q did for us and will do for the Cubs between the white lines. He's just a tremendous person, a tremendous individual, a great worker, a great role model and presence in our clubhouse, great for the young kids, and probably our hardest worker on the pitching staff. And it's very difficult to part with quality talent and quality people, because it's so much of this is that clubhouse culture and what we're trying to build. And Q fits from a performance standpoint, and he fits from a clubhouse standpoint. But in the end, in terms of our timeline and what we're trying to build for an extended period, we felt this deal put us in a better position for the long term.
Will fans get a chance to see Yoan Moncada and maybe one of the young pitchers like Lucas Giolito, Reynaldo Lopez, before this season is out?
Certainly it has that potential. You know, in terms of the pitching staff, there's really a two-pronged test for us. We'll promote someone once there's the opportunity for them to take the ball every fifth day without interruption, which obviously moving a guy like Quintana does potentially open up that opportunity. But more importantly, the second part is that they've done everything we've asked of them at the minor league level, and they're ready for that next stage of development, to those next challenges that happen at the big league level. The second part's obviously far more important, even though we may have taken care of the first part here with this trade. Both Giolito and Lopez, the arrows are pointing up. They've done very good work over the last, Lopez over the bulk of the season, and Giolito over probably about his last 8 to 10 starts have been, the vast majority of them have been very good. So these are conversations that we'll have with our minor league staff and Buddy Bell and Chris Getz, and when the timing's right, we're certainly not averse to bringing them and giving them the ball every fifth day here in Chicago.
Rick, when you started down this road of the White Sox rebuilding, did you think that you would be able to kind of restock the entire system in what seems like 14 months?
I mean, that was the vision. That was the intent. And frankly, we're not done, in our opinion. We still have more work to do over these next couple of weeks and more work to be done up through the off season. But when we as a group talked about how we want this thing to unfold,
We felt we had some premium assets in Chris and Adam and Jose, as well as some others, that it was important to hit properly on in terms of any trades to bring back premium talent. We feel like our last couple of drafts, we've added additional diverse talents to the organization, pitching and hitting, true baseball players who have some athletic ability. And we were aggressive internationally with the Luis Robert signing. So it's along the lines of what we drew up. You never know exactly how it's going to play out and what opportunities are going to be available to you, especially via trade, and what competition you're going to have in the draft or internationally. But we're certainly pleased with how the last 12 months or so have gone, going back to the last year's draft. Again, we got more work to do, but we were closer to where we want to be, not only versus where we were a year ago, but we feel we're closer to where we want to be today than where we were yesterday.
In your time as GM, Rick, it feels like you had the similar goal, what Kenny was doing in terms of trying and going for it every year. Then starting with the PV trade at kind of a rolling rebuild, let's get some prospects that are ready and that approach. And now here we are with a third different approach. Does it feel like that to you? It's such a tricky game to try and build. You have this approach now. This feels clear-eyed and the most possible of all of them.
Well, we do like having the long-term vision and having each element of our operations, whether it's amateur scouting or international or the pro scouts who are scouting guys like Jimenez and Cease and the players we got today, all aligned towards the same goal and what we're trying to build. That is the mark of a good organization. Earlier iterations in terms of what we were trying to accomplish, part of that is based upon what you have on hand. Part of that is based upon the contractual situation you find yourself in and what available talent is available via trade or free agency at any given point in time. So when I first started, my first year at the Sox was 2001. Obviously, we had our own drought that we were trying to break. And thanks to Kenny's aggressiveness and desire to put that championship caliber team out on the field every year, we were able to break that drought in 2005. Certainly, as you grew from that club, there were other opportunities to win and other opportunities to sort of go all in, so to speak, on the current year that made sense based upon who we had on our roster, what our minor league system looked like, and what was available elsewhere. Now we have, as you point out, we've taken that reset. We've taken that step back. And I think this is going to help us there's still going to be tough days ahead. There's still going to be, you know, some growing pains along the way. Certainly this year, next year, and then these young guys start coming up and hopefully developing into the type of players we think they're capable of being. And the fruits of all these labors and the fruit of, these potential short-term hardships, we think is going to pay off in a big way.
How do you expect the next couple of weeks for you to go?
I hope they're busy. I'm looking forward to, you know, being done with these interviews and getting back on the phone with other clubs and getting to work.
That was Rick Hahn, who joined the Spiegel and Parkin Show. Lawrence in for Danny. And, of course, we had Jed Hoyer right here on the Bernstein and Golf Show. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. We know you just jumped in your car. You've been working all day. You're a Sox fan or a Cubs fan. You want to jump in with some reactions.
You've got thoughts.
You feel free to do it.
Strong thoughts. Yes. And now is the time for your strong
like
thoughts.
Like Nick from Bloomington.
Not those thoughts. You know what? If you have those thoughts, you want to check yourself into a home.
Yeah, jump in the podcast if you want to hear some earlier foolishness.
Having some podcast issues, apparently.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got the email earlier. Technical issues that they are continuing
to
work on.
So bear with us. Bear with us, people.
This
we love you.
Segment brought to you by Shell. You deserve to be rewarded today at Shell with instant gold status. Just join the Fuel Rewards program and save on every fill every day at Shell. Join now at fuelrewards.com/gold. So we will hear what you think of this major trade. I've got a history here of all the Cubs Sox trades, and there really have not been that many.
Yeah, there's only 15, 14, something like that.
Yeah, so there's some great names in there, though.
Yeah, so we'll do that next, along with your reaction. Cubs fans, Sox fans, it's drive time. Hang out with us right here on the B&G Show, 670 The Score.
White Sox GM Rick Hahn joined the Spiegel and Parkin Show with Lawrence Holmes filling in for Danny, talking about the huge trade with the Cubs.
We've taken that reset. We've taken that step back, and I think this is going to help us. These young guys start coming up and then hopefully developing into the type of players we think they're capable of being.
Hear the entire Rick Hahn interview with Spiegel and Lawrence at 670thescore.com.
This is Brandon Tierney, and this is a CBS Sports Minute. Watching Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather exchange insults the past couple of days, and by the way, decisive advantage McGregor, got me thinking, in the history of sport and entertainment, who's on the Mount Rushmore when it comes to letting it rip on the mic? For a multitude of reasons, the first chisel begins with Muhammad Ali, for reasons that obviously transcend the sport. Tyson was always interesting post-fight based on the sheer element of unpredictability. One of my all-time favorites, Roddy Piper, an absolute magician with the mic, spitting venom with an ease that few others had. And of course, Conor McGregor, right there as well, aided with a weapon those before him did not enjoy, the ability to drop a barrage of F-bombs in Uzi-like fashion without penalty. But my final choice, give me a primitive Piper's pit set on a Saturday morning and watch the legend undress anybody brazen enough to invade his territory. Piper's pit. I'm BT.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents. Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Hi, it's Dan Bernstein.
And Jason Goff.
And it is time for you to check out the coolest sleep sale ever. Our friends at Mattress Firm are making sure that you are not sleeping hot, that you're not waking up sweating in the middle of the night because of your old funky mattress. You need to get into Mattress Firm because there are all kinds of sleep technology that didn't exist before. Check out the Beautyrest Black Memory Foam with black ice. Check out the iComfort Temp Touch from Serta, a memory foam mattress with revolutionary cooling technology. And most importantly, check out the great deals you can get.
Yeah, we're trying to take you away from funky mattress town. You can get a Serta Queen mattress for only $499.99 and also 15 queen mattresses under $699. There's something for everybody, like Hampton and Rhodes pillow top queen mattresses for just $209.99. And of course, we got the best financing offer for you.
And check out the adjustable base, because right now it's 0% APR for 6 years, 72 entire months of sleeping interest free. And you're always concerned, well, I don't know, I see so many advertisements, I never know if I'm getting the best price. You're getting the best price, because if you happen to find the same or comparable mattress set for less than the displayed or advertised price at Mattress Firm, just bring in the ad, and Mattress Firm will beat the price by 10%, or it's free even up to 100 days after purchase.
It's like the Mattress Firm.
Wow.
Right? Yeah. I did that.
So you're sleeping too hot, and you're waking up, and it's going to happen to you, and you're thinking, you know what? It's enough of this. I'm going to check out the coolest sleep sale ever. And you should, because it's going on right now at Mattress Firm. Save money.
Sleep up.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Bruce Arians, the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals. You came into Alice Hall and interviewed and were not hired.
I thought the interview went fantastic. I really was waiting for a call to tell me I had a job. Now, every time I look at the Weather Channel, I'm glad I did.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
S.com.
Attention, realtors. Are you looking to reduce your stress and sell homes faster? Then you need to work with David Hochberg, Vice President of Lending at Pearl Mortgage. David wants to eliminate your stress during the loan approval process by approving your buyers before you show them homes. That's right. David will approve your buyers before you begin showing your buyers homes, so you know exactly what they can afford. With a Team Hochberg loan approval, your buyer's offer will stand out because you'll be able to close within 10 business days of signing a contract. Closing within 10 business days of signing a contract, as long as there's no appraisal or title challenges and the condo's warrantable of purchasing a condo, that's almost as good as a cash offer. A Team Hochberg loan approval will eliminate your stress and enable you to sell homes faster. Have your buyers call David now, 312-751-1333, or visit perldavid.com. David's helped thousands of Score listeners. He can't help if you don't call, 312-751-1333, or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender. Illinois Residential Mortgage License C4358, NMLS 1918.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
Has it been frustrating to you?
Well, of course it is, because you see a lot of young players that are very good having a tough time. It just is frustrating in general to everybody, because we expect more of ourselves. Come out with a renewed energy about the day, and you expect good things to happen, which is what I do every day.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score at 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670. Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I don't know what happened to John Lester.
Yeah, I'm not concerned about John Lester. Theo found a way to go get two more John Lesters by the end of July here by the deadline.
You'd be happy?
You have a shot to get this thing back together and move it in the right direction.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score. Theo Epstein.
We're really talented and we're not playing well.
Mm-hmm.
We just haven't found a way to play consistent winning baseball, and we have a lot of talent, so that's frustrating. You know, to get better performances out of guys, you know, this isn't where we should be.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670. Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
5:31 for the Chicago Wolves update studio. Chicago Wolves games make the best company and group outings. Tickets, food, and souvenirs can all be included for one low price. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
Quintana was right at the top of our list of guys that we hope to acquire. And, you know, I think for the White Sox, I think it makes a lot of sense. You know, right now they're in the same type of window that we were in, and you know, 12, 13, and 14. And I think for them, you know, the prospects mean more to them than they do to us right now.
So the Cubs and White Sox do something we rarely see. They make a deal. Cubs GM Jed Hoyer acquiring Jose Quintana, who's just 28 years old, and now the Cubs control his rights until 2020. Now, in return for trading Quintana, White Sox GM Rick Hahn acquires four prospects, including the Cubs' top two, outfielder Eloy Jimenez, a top 10 baseball prospect in nearly every ranking, as well as another top 100 prospect in pitcher Dylan Cease.
They were essential to this package. They're the players that helped separate the Cubs from everything else that was on the table. And Eloy, we feel he is one of the most exciting young players in the game, with one of the highest offensive ceilings of just about any position player prospect in the game.
Hahn and Hoyer, both guests on The Score today. The Sox also get back first baseman Matt Rose and infielder Brian Flete, both minor leaguers. It's the first Cubs-Sox trade since 2006. Meantime, Sox reliever Nate Jones will miss the rest of the season, elbow surgery. Tennis 37-year-old Venus Williams reaching her ninth Wimbledon final. She'll face Garbiñe Muguruza on Saturday. NBA former Bulls guard Rajon Rondo reportedly visiting with New Orleans. The Knicks reportedly hiring Sacramento executive Scott Perry as their new GM. MullyandHanley.com is brought to you by local GEICO agent Tim Calcagno at 630-671-0600. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tomorrow at 5:30 when the Cubs take on the Orioles on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
Zach mentioned it's the first trade since 2006. It was Neil Kotz for Carlos Vasquez and David Ardsma.
Yeah.
The first trade that the two teams ever made was in 1949. Sox trade.
You notice this list? Yeah. I'm always making lists.
They traded Bobby Ron to the Cubs for Johnny Ostrowski, and thanks to Scott from Davenport for this information. He's compiled all this stuff. There have been some other transactions, but just looking at merely the trades here, 1964, Sox trade Frank Bauman for Jimmy Schaefer of the Cubs. 1970, the Cubs traded Pat Jaquez, Dave Lemons, and Roe Skidmore.
Pat Jaquez?
Jaquez.
Yeah, like Jaquez Green?
Yeah,
Jaquez. Like Rogers?
Yes, to the White Sox for Ossie Blanco and Jose Ortiz. Famous trade in 1973, Ron Santo to the Sox for a player to be named later, Ken Frayling, Steve Stone, and Steve Swisher. 1977, Larry Anderson for Steve Renko. 81, Ken Kravec for Dennis Lamp.
Hmm.
Also in 81, Lynn McLaughlin for a player to be named later who became Bobby Molinaro. See, Reggie Patterson for Ty Waller. This was a big one in 1983. Warren Brewster and Steve Trout for Scott Fletcher, Randy Martz, Pat Tabler, and Dick Tidrow.
Pat Tabler? My guy!
89, it was Rich Scheid to the Sox for Careful. Chuck Mount. 1990, Frank Campos in exchange for Bill Long. 92, George Bell for Ken Patterson and Sammy Sosa.
That's the one that soured Jerry Reinsdorf.
Yep. And then it was Matt Karchner and John Garland that we discussed as well.
Yeah.
So 406.
It's happened, and it happened today.
Chris in Plainfield, you're on The Score.
Hey, guys. I think it was a bad trade. I just do.
For whom?
A bad trade. I think it was a bad trade for the Cubs, and I'm not a Sox hater. I mean, a diehard Cubs fan.
No,
I think, you know, we're 5.5 games back. We've played like garbage this entire season. I think we have a couple of weeks to kind of play this out.
Wait, but Chris, this is much more about other years.
2019
and not
that you're going to have this guy,
right?
Too.
He's through 2020.
And I get it. It's controllable. It's controllable.
Yeah.
3 years. I get that. But I'm just saying, you look at the upside of these two players. I mean, if we dumped Schwarber, I think at this point, I think we've all seen his stock drop, and maybe that's why they don't want him.
Oh, wow.
But I think the people we lost too much.
You don't, but understand, the Cubs don't need prospects.
Yeah, the Jed Hoyer, the cut that was played, he just told you that at some point you don't need to stack prospects.
I don't know why, as a Cub fan, you want prospects.
I don't. But I think you have to understand that some of these prospects are going to wash out. I just think if this was last year and we traded these two prospects, and that's our top pick.
But it's not. It's this year.
No, I get it.
And you won the World Series.
I understand that. But what I'm saying is,
Chris, what would you have been happy giving up for? Because Jose Quintana is quite the trade piece. I mean, this is a guy with a controllable asset for 3 years. He's making no
three after this year.
Three after this year, making no money. He's an innings eater. Par excellence. Like, what would you have been okay with giving up?
I just think that he's a middle of rotation guy.
He's not. No, that's wrong.
Not in the National League.
That's wrong.
No, Jake Arrieta right now is a middle of the rotation guy. This is
at worst a number two.
Yeah, in the National League too, Chris. I mean, it's a lesser league.
I'll disagree. We'll see how it plays out.
No, but it's not a matter of agree or disagree. Look at his wins above replacement.
Let me throw some names at you, okay? Since 2013, there are six pitchers that have a higher WAR than one Jose Quintana.
That's it.
Six of them: Corey Kluber, Cole Hamels. I mean, Zach Greinke. We're talking about
Kershaw, Sale.
We're talking about some of the greats of the game.
Yeah, he's on the very edge of being an ace.
Right. I don't know. I mean, I guess.
Well, but what don't you know?
Chris, it seems like you don't want to know, Chris.
What it is I don't want to get sweet. I don't want to feel like we got the opposite end of the George Bell tree. But,
forget that. Don't worry about
Chris
that.
Chris is chasing ghosts. Chris, that. You're chasing ghosts, man. You're chasing ghosts. You're fine. You got a World Series last year, and now you have a guy who could potentially be an ace after this year.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I got greedy.
But you're
yeah, but it's stupid what? Greed. You're it's fine. Dumb. You're fine.
You're going out of your way to try to find reasons to dislike something that you shouldn't.
I just gave
well,
you.
I guess, again, if you look at the first couple of months of the season, it concerns me that that's the pattern that we're going into.
Chris, what pattern?
It's not about this. What pattern? And it's not about this season.
I understand that.
Chris,
you understand all these things, Chris, and you don't seem to understand them.
Chris, if I'd have told you that the Cubs acquired Corey Kluber for this package of prospects, how would you have felt?
I'd probably feel better. I don't know why.
But he's like a game difference.
Yes, it's the same.
Cubbies.
I don't get it.
Hashtag that's Cubs.
I don't get it.
What is going on?
You don't need prospects.
No, because he wants to win the farm system World Series right, as well.
Cubbies.
This is awesome. Todd in Gardner, Illinois, on the score. Hi, Todd.
Hi, guys. I don't understand anything. I'll start with that. But I think it's a really good trade for both teams. Obviously, it doesn't matter what I think. I think both teams have a lot to benefit. But I have two questions. But the first one, in case you won't let me get to, or if I can't get to the second, is. I feel like, for the Cubs' point of view, this kind of signals. I know it's beyond this year, but I kind of think that there's probably maybe some legs to the, you know, going after Fulmer for Schwarber. That they're, you know, because they really need a second pitcher as well.
Todd, it doesn't feel like they're going to sell low on Kyle Schwarber. He's one of those guys that's staple to this front office, and more specifically, Theo Epstein. Theo Epstein loves that dude, and you know, there's been moves before that Theo has made in Boston where he's like, that's a guy he loves so much, but it doesn't feel like Kyle Schwarber is going to be let go. And I love Michael Fulmer. Michael Fulmer is a damn good young pitcher as well, but I'd be very surprised if Kyle Schwarber is anywhere in the next few years besides on the north side.
Okay, well, that makes sense. And I know that's how they feel about him. I just wonder, so thank you for answering that.
Yeah.
The other thing is, from the Sox point of view, the one thing that would worry me at all is dealing with Theo and Jed usually doesn't work out too well. It's kind of like dealing with Belichick, but I know you're chasing ghosts. That would be the only thing that would be the worry. But the second question I had is, do you think that the Sox intentionally wanted younger, you know, prospects instead of guys on the roster?
Yes, because they want to bottom out. They want to get a top three or four pick. You don't want to add a guy who's going to eat innings, and then all of a sudden you're messing around with the seventh or eighth or ninth pick. They're not the Bulls,
right? They want to lose this year.
Yeah.
Okay. There's no question that that's the case. Yeah. I heard some earlier callers in the midday show say, why didn't they get major league players?
Player.
They don't want them.
Yeah, their everyday players are in their farm system. They want those guys to be the everyday players in 2 years.
When they matter. They don't matter now.
Right. This is not hard.
It's not. In Harvey, this is Darren on the score.
Yes. I don't know what's wrong with these Cub fans. They are either delusional or they don't see the value of this trade. I'm a lifelong Cubs fan. We just got, like you all have been saying, an ace in the making.
Well, or something close
to
that. Just a really
valuable good number two.
A really valuable pitcher on a ridiculous contract.
And prospects are just that, prospects. They might be rated high, but they haven't proven anything at the major league level yet.
Yes.
And you're getting a proven arm that you need.
Yeah.
And to think that you're going to get something of that quality and not give up anything, you're delusional.
I think that's well said.
Thank you, Darren.
Thanks, Darren.
Get out of Harvey.
Why does he have to get out of Harvey?
Darren knows why.
I know there are healthier communities. Jeff is on the score. Hi, Jeff.
Harvey's going to come after me now. What's up, Jeff?
Hi, guys. Hi, I just want to know what is wrong with these Cubs fans that think this is a terrible trade.
Well, that was Chris. That was Chris in Plainfield.
It's one guy, and there's something mentally wrong with him.
No. Chris is just in jail.
Look, anytime people say I get it or I understand it,
over
means
and over
they
again.
Don't get it and don't understand it.
Yeah, Chris got a rough ride
but
there.
Isn't this the exact trade that we've been talking about that they were going to do for Chris Archer for? How many months?
They said
everyone knew that Quintana was not going to come over because the White Sox would never get him. And, oh, my God, wouldn't it be great if we could get Jose Quintana?
Correct.
Isn't that what just happened?
And yet, not only did it happen, it's exactly what Theo and Jed have been saying they were going to do, move prospects for controllable starting pitching.
Yeah, they told you where you were going to eat, and you pulled up to the restaurant. And like, what are we doing here?
I don't like this restaurant.
Yeah, I don't. Whatevs.
This
good
is,
times.
Terry next on the score. Hey, Terry.
How's it going, gentlemen?
You got it.
Hey, I called you guys a couple, maybe two or three weeks ago about the bank shot that hopped over the ball, just so you know who you're talking to.
Don't remember, but go ahead, buddy.
I wanted to bring a little balance back in, you know, with these phone calls, but the couple preceding me have done a very good job of that because this was a fantastic trade. I'm a Cub fan, but this is a fantastic trade for both sides.
Yep.
I tend to think so. That was the very first thought I had was both teams after this deal are closer to winning a World Series than they were before it.
And an NBA championship. Because both of them have campaign at the helm.
Dude.
I can't stop watching that GIF. Where he just bailed and just dove. Gotta go to Bernstein and Goff Twitter feed because that still is one of the funnier things that I've seen.
This segment brought to you by Volvo. Get up to $4,500 on a new Volvo vehicle of your choosing during Volvo's midsummer sales event. Visit your local Volvo dealer for details on this limited time offer. We are going to say good evening to
who?
Hub.
Yes! I like Hub.
Well, good. Then you'll enjoy speaking with him next.
We'll do it.
On the score.
Jose Quintana has been traded to the Cubs. We've got all the details, so keep it here. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Scott Levy's Rosen Hyundai. Visit
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flow.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car. Paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
You might be asking yourself, what happens when Wi-Fi becomes X-Fi? With Xfinity X-Fi, you can personalize your Wi-Fi experience. You can even manage your Wi-Fi right from your television with the Xfinity X-Fi app on your X1 box. And you can view or change your Wi-Fi name and password. You don't have to mess around and put in like that 17-character password that they give you when you first install your systems. You can manage your network to see what devices are the most active. And if you have kids, like I've been telling you, you can set parental controls and a bedtime schedule to ensure your kids are going to sleep and not messing around on the internet, and also while they're awake, accessing the appropriate content at the right times. You can instantly pause Wi-Fi access for any device or any profile, so when it's time for you guys to have family time or talk about homework or talk about anything that's going on in your lives, you can say, come on downstairs and get off the damn Wi-Fi. So Xfinity X-Fi is the next level. Get started with Xfinity Internet for as low as $19.99 per month for 12 months. Xfinity Internet is perfect for everyone, so be sure to call right now, 1-800-XFINITY, or visit Xfinity.com and make the switch to Xfinity Internet today and tell them Jason Goff sent you.
CBS Sunday.
Well, I got one shot at this, guys.
Let's do this.
The agents of NCIS Los Angeles.
Naval Criminal Investigative Service.
Know their mission.
You've got someone to find.
We need to go undercover.
Know their enemy.
We know what they're capable of.
We're running out of time.
And no limits.
Going off book for this one, huh?
There is no book for this one.
Don't miss NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursday.
Welcome.
TV's number one comedy, The Big Bang Theory, brings you scientific breakthroughs.
A medium-sized asteroid is still an interesting discovery.
I suppose it could end up on a collision course with Earth and destroy life as we know it.
Ingenious inventions.
Our idea's really good.
I cooked it in the easy bake oven of my mind.
And fascinating facts.
For every action, you have a gigantic and annoying reaction.
Just when I thought you couldn't get me hotter.
Don't miss The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
This week, the history of sports.
Cy Young won his 300th game this week in 1901.
This week in 1910, Chicago's Kaminsky Park opened.
Babe Ruth made his baseball debut for the Red Sox this week in 1914.
Babe Ruth set the record of 137 career home runs this week in 1921.
The first All-Star baseball game happened this week in 1933.
That same week, the Frankfurt Yellow Jackets were sold and rechristened the Philadelphia Eagles.
This week in 1941, Joe DiMaggio hit in his 56th straight game.
Getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello!
See, that's how you do it right here.
The Talk.
This is the best job in the world, man!
CBS Weekdays.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Sports. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
Hub Arcus, not getting better than this.
And here he is. He will be carrying you on this Thursday evening up until 10 o'clock. And
it really doesn't get any better than Hub. I always feel better when I see Hub. Does that make any sense? Like, Hub is like one of those really good uncles where you're like, all right, I feel safe.
Now, the really good uncles are the ones that give you money.
But that too.
The reminder that you can hang around 35, 40 years, that there is a future. You'll be here.
More than hanging around. What's up, Hub?
Nothing much. What's up with you guys?
Just a little Cubs trade. Yeah, how you
just
feeling?
A typical All-Star week. Nothing going on.
It's been fun. I've been listening on and off. I've been in the car more than usual today, so I've gotten to hear a lot of it. And I heard Matt and Lawrence, and then I heard you guys come in transition. And Jason, I was so proud of you for calling out one thing.
What's up?
When I heard Spieg say this is one of the biggest days in Chicago baseball history. And at least Jason came in and said, come on, man, put your pants back on.
It felt like a little prisoner of the moment-ish.
This is fun.
Yeah.
It's fun.
It's awesome.
You know, the historical nature of it, we'll find out in a while. It could be that everybody busts, everybody makes it. You know, we just don't know.
It's a big day.
I think what's so much fun about it, though, is it was so logical that nobody believed it was going to happen. And then it finally happened. And
he was the talk about for the last hour.
It blows up so many narratives.
Yeah.
It cuts through so much stuff. Look, it was just business people, smart business people that happened to be able to help each other out while doing what was best for their businesses.
One of the first things I said, and whenever I came on the air after the sale trade, everybody started to ask the next question. So I said, well, you would think the Cubs, and because it made so much sense. I don't pretend to know what the trade was going to be. I wasn't predicting. But it seemed so logical. And the fact that they've now been able to do it, I've been listening to you guys all day, listening to all the experts, listening to Jed and Rick and everything. And it just, it feels at the moment to me like a win-win. It just feels good both ways.
I don't know how on this day, on either side of town, you can argue with this. I really don't. It doesn't happen like that very often. No. Even with the Bulls, Jimmy Butler thing, there's arguments to be made on both sides. Like recently, there are very few trades, very few acquisitions where you can't find an issue that day. Now, like you said, down the road, Eloy Jimenez may be trash, or you know, Dylan Cease, his arm might blow up. But today, on this day, the trade is made. I don't know how you can argue with him.
There's one thing I'd love to find out down the road. We're not going to know for a while. But based on what I'd been hearing the last couple weeks, I would bet almost anything that what Theo tried to do was Schwarber and Cease. And I think that Rick Hahn probably said no to that. And because when it went...
Really?
Well, I mean, this is just... A lot of it's guessing. There is some source work involved. Theo had come to the point where I don't think he wanted to trade Schwarber. I don't think he wants to. But my understanding is that he might have been ready. And that's why when, I can't remember if it was Matt or Lawrence, asked him, can you tell us, you know, what was thrown around before you came to this? You know, Hans said, you'll hear it, we're going to play the interview a little later. I know you guys played it as well. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to get into the specifics. Because Eloy Jimenez, it's a prospect. But it's a really good prospect you gave up.
6'4", 205.
And so what I'm going with that is good for Rick Hahn. Rick Hahn, Dan, I think you said it a couple hours ago. Rick Hahn appears to be pretty good at this. He's done a pretty nice
job
so far.
Smart dude.
Hub is going to carry you up until 10 o'clock. We have guests that we need to thank. We thank Jed Hoyer, Sahadev Sharma, Dan Hayes, and Jeff Passan. for being part of this show today. We thank our video director, Brian Gertsch.
But the double on the 3-0 pitch, and Quintana has just worked himself outside of those two little duck farts.
Whoa, look out! Ducks! Whoa!
The producer's Nick Shepkowski.
Yes!
And the audio overlord, Chris Tannehill.
Anthony in New Jersey. What's up, Anthony?
Yes, Mike. I got one free agency target that I think he would fit perfect with the Giants.
Who's that?
The Gorilla.
Okay. Thanks for bringing that to the show, Anthony. It really was a help.
Still, the crying Jordan. Oh, yeah, they got the Mike and the Mad Dog 30 for 30. The kings of sports radio and ass baggery. That'll be on tonight, so should be fun times. Our guy, Hub Arkish, is going to take you for a ride. He's filling in for Lawrence Holmes tonight. For Dan and Nick and Chris and myself and Robert Chief. All right, Luke. Hub's coming up next. Thank you so much for listening to 670 The Score. Take care of yourselves.
I say, man, I won't go home, man.
Cubs GM Jed Hoyer joined the Bernstein and Goff Show to talk about the huge trade with the White Sox.
For the White Sox, I think it makes a lot of sense. Right now, they're in the same type of window that we were in. The prospects mean more to them. Quintana means more to us than he does to the White Sox right now. So I just think the logic of the deal, it made a lot of sense.
Hear the entire Jed Hoyer interview with Bernstein and Goff at 6.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. For the Reagan family, fighting for justice.
We have a goal here, to put an end to blood on these streets.
Protecting the innocent.
We're just supposed to sit back and allow a young boy to get abused.
Not on my watch.
And keeping their city safe.
My job is to get a dangerous killer off the streets.
We're the ones on the front lines.
Is all in a day's work.
30,000 cops in the city. You never know when one's going to be watching you.
Blue Bloods, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
This week in 1901, Cy Young won his 300th game. This week in 1914, Babe Ruth made his baseball debut pitching for the Red Sox. This week in 1921, he set his record of 137 career home runs. Cameras were used to show catcher signals for the first time. This week in 1959. This week in 1985, the Astros' Nolan Ryan became the first pitcher to strike out 4,000 batters. This week in 1996, Michael Jordan signed an NBA contract for 1 year for $25 million.
Getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello!
See, that's how you do it right here.
The Talk.
This is the best job in the world, man!
CBS Weekdays.
CBS Thursday.
Welcome.
TV's number one comedy, The Big Bang Theory, brings you scientific breakthroughs.
The medium-sized asteroid is still an interesting discovery.
I suppose it could end up on a collision course with Earth and destroy life as we know it.
Ingenious inventions.
Our idea's really good.
I cooked it in the easy bake oven of my mind.
And fascinating facts.
For every action, you have a gigantic and annoying reaction.
Just when I thought you couldn't get any hotter.
Don't miss The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I don't know what happened to John Lester.
Yeah, I'm not concerned about John Lester.